Y'all so much. If you have your Bibles, take and open them up to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel was another one of the old prophets from the Old Testament that God gave word to bring to the Israelite, to bring to all people, including you and I. Even today, we do come in a time period here that we look at is preparing for Christmas, and we see that all around us, especially in the commerciality of it. And has already been said, let us not forget that the true reason for Christmas, of even giving gifts and so forth, such as that, came by the inspiration of God, who gave us the greatest gift of all. And so we, one gift we can never repay is His kindness, His love for us, and of course His amazing grace and mercy that He bestowed upon us. Ezekiel chapter 37, the title of the message is Coming to Life. Now, it is customary in most of the time, and this is the first Sunday of December comes, many of the churches and the pastors will talk about the Advent of Christmas, which is the 4 weeks prior to it. And throughout the week of Advent, there's plenty of those devotionals that you can find anywhere. The different scriptures that come from Isaiah and throughout the Bible, Ezekiel and other prophets that foretold the coming of the Lord, Jesus Christ. And as we know from the beginning of time for over 2,000 years, it was talked about the coming Messiah that God had promised ever since the time that sin had entered in to the world. And finally that day, what we know now is a little over 2,000 years from our present day, took place, and Christ was born. As C.S. Lewis made the comment, he said, the birth of Christ is the central event in history of earth, the very thing the whole story has all been about. And it's still about Jesus Christ when we talk about Christmas. We talk about Easter, it is about what our Lord has done and His obedience and His resurrection. And yes, He does reign. And Scripture tells us that one day, regardless of what our opinion is, regardless of anything else that we have in the time which He gives us upon this earth, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Here in Ezekiel, you'll find maybe, so with me making that statement about Advent, and I'll come back to it here in a moment, our reading in this passage, you're going to say, well, what in the world does that have to do with the Advent and getting ready for Christmas? Hang around, stay with it. Ezekiel chapter 37, I invite you to stand and honor the reading of God's Word if you're able. Always like the Old Testament, because you know when God is speaking, He says, thus saith the Lord. There's no hesitation about it. Chapter 37. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. Now kind of start putting your place as we read, put you into place with Ezekiel, as we read this in your imagination. Then He caused me to pass by all of them around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, You know. And again He said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinew on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied. There was a noise, and suddenly the rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered over them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as commanded me, and he and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from the graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your grave, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. You may be seated. So you can imagine for a moment walking through the cemetery and bodies beginning to bones coming up and rattling and shaking. And then suddenly you start seeing the sinew and the skin growing on them. Now if you're stomach enough that you're still there, you would have seen as Ezekiel did that they stood up, but they had no breath. They were just bodies. Bones, sinew, skin, but not alive. Horrendous thought, huh? And we walk among them every day. Every day we walk among them. Their bones move, their skin is covering them, but they're dead. They have no breath of life. Notice what he says here in verse 11. He says, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Now, in the Old Testament, he uses Israel as his kingdom, as his people, for an example for you and I. So we know because of Christ, when it speaks of Israel, it's talking about God's family, His people. That's you and I that are born again. And he said, yet they've lost their hope. Their bones are dry. And they feel that they've been cut off. You know, sometimes in our Christian walk, that seems like how we feel. Like we've been cut off. And we're just going through the motions. And so God says, no, you prophesy again to them. He says, I'm the one who will bring you up out of the grave. I'm the one who then causes breath to come into your life. Earlier he said that when they stood up, they looked like a huge army. We talked last week about our role, and we are ambassadors of Christ. What we say goes from the living God. Sometimes it'll be all that people will ever hear, that Christ might speak to them through you and I. What an awesome responsibility Here he says, bring them alive. In the last of 14, he says, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. That's life, not existence. John says it another way in the book of John. He says the abundant life, as Christ talks about it, being part of the vine. He says, I will place you in your own land. If you know Jesus Christ, folks, this is a hotel stop. It's like a Motel 6. That's all it is, because it's not our land. Our land is a home called heaven. And Jesus even says that he goes to prepare a place for me and you, that there are mansions. I don't know about y'all. I'm very thankful for my house, but I wouldn't call it a mansion. Most folks in here don't have them mansions. We see them every now and then, but I got news for you. Them big old mansions you see that Trump and people in Hollywood live in, they dirt rack shacks compared to what's waiting for us in heaven. If we had what's already in heaven, we wouldn't step foot in them rat holes. That's just the bottom line. And yes, Connie, there'll be barns too. Okay? Got you covered. He says, then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. We got a lot of praises in here today, because God spoke it and he performed it. We went to put that sign up the other day. I told him we got all our tools out. We got everything ready. And I said, first thing we need to do is pray. We prayed for safety and everybody was safe. We had hiccups. It's okay. You know, we just had fun with it and went right on. They had fun poking at the preacher, and I had fun poking at them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Of course, some of them ladies delivering all that food, at least a pair came out at the very end, and we said, is this our lunch? And Mr. Tom over here said, well, I think there's some cardboard back there. Beats all I ever seen. Didn't take care of his own. That's all right. Donnie took care of us. We had good barbecue. We had a lot of fun with it. I tell you that because it was enjoyable. My wife will tell you, yeah, he come home. I think them guys went home that day too. As tired, as wore out, but we had fun. Didn't we, BC? We had fun with it. And just the fact of working together to see something come together. Here, what God has done is working together. Who's he working with? Me and you. He's working with us, all those who've accepted Christ. He's working together with us to enlarge the family. Now, what has that got to do with Advent and the coming of Christmas? Well, when you look at Advent, the actual word itself comes from the Latin word aveno, which means coming to. You and I are preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ. You see, before he was born, the prophets of Isaiah and Ezekiel and so many others, prophecy about Christ coming and Christ himself, his ministry, his trial, his crucifixion, his resurrection is mentioned in the Bible over 400 different separate verses in the Bible. Preparing for his coming. Everything foretold in the book of Isaiah, we have the luxury of looking back and saying, yep, said he would be beaten, he was beaten. Said he would be born in the stall come as a pauper, it's the way he came into a manger. Didn't even have a crib. Wrapped him in swaddling clothes, which means his old rags, just what was laying around the barn. Talked about his ministry. Talked about when he went to the cross, his bones would not be broken, which was customary for the crucifixion. Yet he was never, had him one of his bones broke. Even testified that he would live again in 3 days. And sure enough, he resurrected. It's amazing to me that we cannot believe, just take the Bible at its word, it's God's spoken word, but we got scientists out there who now believe they have actually found the death clause and says by DNA we can prove that it was Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but we heard having DNA before I got out of law enforcement, right? Now, DNA means you have a sample to compare it against another sample. I'm still trying to figure out where they got the sample to compare it to. I'm not disputing it, not because they say it. I believe it because God's Word says it. Amen. I feel without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind, and they didn't have to go take a DNA test. He lives today because I can find him in my own life and I can see him in yours. Just like he's old dead bones. So this Advent means that we were coming. So Christ was coming to be born for a single purpose. We call it salvation. But let's get real. Let's look at what the prophet, what God told the people, had Ezekiel tell the people with these dead bones. You see, when Christ come, what he came to, what we prepared for, what God prepared for, was the coming of his Son in order to give you and I life. We already had the bones. He already gave us the skin. But he was looking to give us the breath. Oh yeah, we breathe in and out, but we exist. He was looking to give us his breath, life. And so we celebrate Christmas because Jesus came, a light into this world. He came to give you and I a new life. Scripture also tells us that it's appointed unto man to die at least once. There are two deaths, the physical death and the spiritual death. The spiritual death occurred in the Garden of Eden. They physically did not die, but spiritually they died. They separated themselves from God, and it's come through mankind. That's what Jesus came to restore. When we talk about reconciliation, being redeemed, he gave our spirit when we accept Christ and his Holy Spirit comes and resides in us, he gives us a brand new life. Now, poor old Nicodemus couldn't understand that when Jesus told him that. He kept thinking he had to go back in his mama's womb and be reborn, right? And Jesus said, no, I'm not talking the physical. I'm talking about real life. Your mama may have gave you existence, but God gives you life and the breath of it. So Christ has been born, and then when they laid him in the grave, if you remember, the disciples and Mary and the other ladies went, and they all went and began to pray. They were preparing for the coming. The coming to again, the Advent. What was that? The coming back to life. The coming to resurrection. So we come to today. Our Lord came, and you remember also as he came back to life and raised out of the tomb, and he met with the disciples there at first, and he said, do not touch me, for I've not yet ascended to my Father. He was preparing them that he was going to have to ascend to receive the glorified body. He ascended to the Father and came back, spoke with them, spent another 40 days on this earth. And then he ascended again with a strong reminder to them that he would again come quickly. Now you got to remember, in God's timing and our timing, what we think's quickly and what he says is quickly is two different things. And one of the things you know without a doubt we all have is patience, right? Right, Miss Connie? Patience. Yeah. Poor Walt said, would you tell her to quit calling me at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning? I ain't got the vehicle ready yet, okay? I got to pick on her a little bit. I will tell you, too, after service, Miss Sheila's got a video of her getting that car. If you want to see, I won't say how old she is, but if you want to see her squeal like a 6-year-old girl again, go watch that video. The other thing that takes place. So what are we here for now? We don't have the old prophets anymore. Why are we here? What Advent are you and I looking forward to the coming to and preparing others around us, our family and all four. Same thing they did right before Christmas for Jesus coming, the Messiah. This time He won't come as a baby. We celebrate how He came. For without the birth, there could not be the death. Without the death, there could not be the resurrection. But our Lord and Savior is coming back now to take us all home. The words of Ezekiel are still prophesied, both then at the time and what would be ahead to His birth. But again, for you and I today in this age, in verse 14, He talks about raising up all these bones. He says in 14, I will put My Spirit in you. You only get God's Spirit when you accept Jesus Christ, because He cleans out all that old sin and gunk and everything. When we were out there building that deal, we'd got one side up and everything. We cranked off Wednesday morning, going to put that second side on. And we was all happy and things was going great and just lovely. And I hit that tractor and she started up, and then she just went kapoor, and it would not start again. I got fuel in it. I know I got fuel. Well, maybe it's got water. We took that fuel filter off, and that tractor doesn't get run every day. I'll be the first to say that. But that old fuel is in there, and I thought we poured out. It looked like some rich, fine honey that came out of that fuel filter. Just as close to real thick maple syrup as it could be. Oh. I mean, we got to clean that up. But you know, I thought about that while we was working on that and taking that out. And I thought, you know, Donnie and BC, and Ed, Doc, they all got to see that fuel filter. You remember that bowl? That's just what our life thought about. That's just exactly how our lives look when God popped our filter. That sin didn't pour out. You had to scrape it out. And He washed it. And He cleaned it. We went and got a new filter. Put that thing back on there. Hit that key, and boy, she fired up and ran like a top. Put life back in that tractor. And you see, that's the same thing that God does. He cleans us from the inside out. And He gives us life. And you and I have the opportunity where we're at now is this giant army. He's raised us up with life in us. We have the hope. We have the trust. We look forward to what is coming next. Our advent is to prepare for the second coming, to prepare others for His second coming. Because just as sure as He came the first time, I assure you, I am full 100% belief He will stand on this earth again. And whether we have already died or we're here, you're going to hear them bones rattle again, what you just read. It's going to shake. There's going to be bodies coming up out of them graves. You're going to see those that was cremated, all this dust come together and skin come upon them. You better hang on. They're going to swear up something that the aliens have done here. That's the way the world's going to be. I got news for them. It ain't alien. It's My King. It's My Lord that has come. And mid-stride, it says in that air that we who are here still living will be gathered up and He will breathe in us once again. No matter about that physical body. You got aches and pains, I got news for you. You can forget all that stuff. Edward, you're going to breathe again and run like a deer, I promise you. Amen, amen. Won't even have to paint you green. But you'll run like a deer. The rest of you would have ailments. Kind of like old Bear, you know, we put to death, he asked Wanda right before he was going to pass away, and they was talking about him getting new legs and new feet. He said, do you think I'll get hair? We'll even get hair again. We're liable not to recognize old Ed and a few of you in here. He'll have hair. Because we will have eternal life. You and I are the advent of eternal life. We are preparing for the coming to our kingdom, God's home. Just as He told them in 14, I'll put My Spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. See, God shares with us everything. Jesus said, you're not my servants, you're my brothers and my sisters. Well, guess who inherited everything God has? Our big brother, Jesus Christ, and he's sharing it with you and I. Then you shall know, I, the Lord, have spoken it, performed it, says the Lord. I relate that directly to Revelations. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. This Christmas season, if you have special loved ones or you have folks you work with or just that you care about, if they don't know Jesus Christ, prepare them for the coming. Folks, it's not far away. It don't take a rocket scientist to read the book, look at the prophecy, or listen to the news, and figure out we ain't too far away. And Jesus says, I will come quickly, like a thief in the night. He will come like a lightning flash. The trumpet will sound, the resurrection will take place, and we'll be raptured up. I will tell you this, the sad side of the rapture. You and I won't have to worry about it. But for those who are left behind, there will be the literal hell on earth. As rough a times as you think we might have at different times in our lives or what we see chaotic in our world is not even a glimmer of what those last 3.5 years will be like. Scripture says that it will be so bad that if God doesn't stop it, nothing will be left. Zero. And even those who don't know Christ will be brought alive again for a judgment day. And there will be crying and gnashing of teeth, just as the poem that Mike read earlier. Why didn't I listen while I was alive? If you're here today and don't know Jesus Christ, we want to give you that opportunity. By the same token, my fellow Christians, my brothers and my sisters, there's a world dying full of dead bones out there that you and I have the opportunity to shake and to testify as ambassadors of our Lord of what Christmas is all about. I invite you to bow your head and close your eyes with me. As I said, if you're here today and don't know Jesus Christ, we want to give you that opportunity. It comes for you, not from us, but from Him, the only one who can give it. He doesn't push Himself. He gives you and I the right to choose. But what you choose has eternal consequences. The old devil's going to lie to you and tell you there's all sorts of reasons that you can't. I'm going to tell you there's a whole room full of people standing here that tell you you can, and it is awesome having life with Jesus Christ. Do we still have trials and troubles? You betcha. But now I have someone who walks before me. There's a reason that David could write in that 23rd Psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. My Lord's already overcome death, so there is nothing for me to fear. Because He had just like His Father made Him the assurance. The Father and the Son both have made me assured that if I believe and place my trust in Jesus Christ, have a personal heart relationship with Him, I have nothing to fear because death will not hold me. We'll be home in glory and it won't hold you either. I'm not special. I'm going to say a very simple prayer in a moment. I'm going to invite all of you to say with us, to encourage if there's just one in here that does not know Jesus Christ. The greatest gift you could get of all time is having Him come into your life. He will take your old bones and your old skin and make it come alive. You'll have a new heart, a new set of eyes, a new way of thinking, and you'll have the best friend for the remainder of all of eternity right there with you. He'll place His Holy Spirit in your heart. You don't even have to clean up all of the muck. He does it all. Won't you accept Him today? As we pray together, dear Lord Jesus, I come today confessing I am a sinner. I need a Savior in my life. I believe You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask You today to come into my heart, to forgive me of my sin, and to be my Lord and Savior all of my life and into eternity. It really is that simple. All you have to do is ask Him. He desires to come in. Christian, mine and your life, nowhere in here says that it's a passive, that once we accept Jesus Christ, we get to sit down, roll back in our recliner, and just wait for the coming. Every one of them, just like this prophecy, he says, when God raised them up, they were a massive army. You and I are the massive army. You and I today are to be active. That schedule back there that we made for this month is full. But you know what? It's full of God's work going on. Not just busy work. Reaching out and touching lives. You and I are God's people. We touch lives every day. We either touch them for Him or we touch them for the world. You again make the decision. Don't be afraid of it. He'll give you the words to speak. He'll even give you the eyes to recognize the opportunities. Just in daily life. And daily living, if we live for Him. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here today and don't know Jesus Christ, may I ask you to slip your hand up and back down for a moment. I want to pray for you and pray with you, because the Lord just changed your life. It's all brand new. Christian, if you're here today and you've fallen back, or maybe you just want to draw closer to Him, you and I can do that every day simply by asking Him. We all fail. All we have to do is say, Father, forgive me. Help me turn and be part of Your world and do what You ask me to do. And it will happen. There's folks all in this room that have struggled through all different trials and tribulations. Old devil hits us all in a different way. But I'm here to tell you, the glory of God is that you overcome them. And there's other brothers and sisters willing to help you. Our most powerful tool is that word of prayer. Thank you for being that praying church. Be active. Doesn't matter about your age. Doesn't matter about your education or none of that. All you got to do is know Jesus Christ. He says, my Spirit will give you the words. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You this morning for the service that we have had. Not what we have done, but what You have done. From the music, the praises, the Scripture. Thank You for the prophecies of the Old Testament. Thank You that You promised to take, rattle our bones, put skin on us, and but breathe into us with Your Holy Spirit life. Not only for this world, but forevermore. Thank You that we have the opportunity to prepare for His coming. And we look forward to that. Thank You that He's already came, and we can celebrate His birth to honor the gift that You have given us all of salvation and life with You. Lord, as we go our separate ways, I just pray You'd give us traveling mercies to safely get to our destinations until we have the opportunity again to come here, once again to worship You or in other places where we may share Your gospel. Father, please help us to recognize those opportunities as You present them in front of us. Give us the words. Give us the actions. be able to let others see Jesus Christ in our lives. Lord, we praise you. We love you. We give you all honor and glory. And it is in our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ, that above all other, we ask these things. Amen. Deanna and Jerry, thank y'all so much for being with us this morning with your music.